So the Lord told him this was going to happen. He was so prideful, so zealous, and he ended up denying him. But you know, that wasn't the end of Peter. That was not, and there was, I can't do all the, you know, this isn't a study on the life of Peter completely either, but there was reconciliation later. And we're thankful for it. And I know he got right. In fact, the Lord said he was going to, when thou art converted. That wasn't talking about his salvation either. It was, when after all that, you're going to understand, you're going to serve me. And we can read in John 21 about, you know, there's a little fishing story there in John 21. But then the thing is, Peter got right. And the Lord forgave him. And he was greatly used later. And when we fail, and we will fail. I'm not making excuses and condoning failing, but we will fail. But God is merciful. And don't stay down. When you're following Jesus, you follow him, there's going to be times where you do sin. There's going to be times where you do follow further off. There's going to be times where you're distracted. And the Lord, if you're one of his, he'll chasten you. And don't stay there. You know, confess the sin and get back to following him. And we're going to mess up and follow afar off, but don't stay there. 1 John 1:9, we know, confess the sin. You know, get that right with the Lord. Get back to following Jesus. Coming home, never more to roam. And don't make a habit out of turning the other way. It's not a good thing to do. But he's merciful and he'll chasten us. And Peter, he was convicted over that sin and he got things right. Yeah. And then even though after the crucifixion, you read that passage where the Lord said unto Peter, "Lovest thou me?" You know, those three times. And then verse 18, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself." This is John 21, 17 through 19. "But when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou wouldest not." And then it says in verse 19, "This spake he, signifying of what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me." Just the amount of times in Peter's life, and there's one more I'll give you, where the Lord said something to him, taught him something, and then said again, "Follow me, follow me." We need that. I need that. I need that reminder on a daily basis. Follow me. We have to daily follow the Lord. Just because I follow him today doesn't mean tomorrow I'm going to follow him. I have to do that daily. And so he said to him, "Follow me." And so that was in crisis. There were a few different times there. And then number four, I want to just mention this quickly, in comparison. In comparison, John 21. Hopefully this will make sense in a second if it doesn't already. John 21, 20. Well, verse 19. I was just there. Verse 19. Continuing on after he said, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, seeth his disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, who is he that betrayeth thee?" Verse 21, Peter seeing him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." You know, we got to be careful that I'm not sitting here looking at another brother or sister in Christ and going, "Well, how come everything seems to go so great for them? Or why is this happening to me, but it's not happening to them?" And I have to, you know, hear that voice in my head from the Lord saying, "What is that to thee? You know, follow me." We all have different paths. You know, we all have the same standard, And there are things that apply to me, that apply to you, and how to follow him and serve him. But my journey is a little different than yours, or maybe a lot different than yours. I don't know. Probably, yeah. I mean, we're all really, you know, different lives and stuff. But don't compare. Don't compare, like, well, it's just, because usually when we compare, it's because, well, how, it's not, that's not fair. I hear that a lot. I won't go there, but, you know, that's not fair. How silly of us to say that to the Lord. That's not fair. He said, follow me. Follow me. The best thing, the best path for me, the best circumstances for me are going to be following him. That doesn't mean that they won't be hard. That doesn't mean that there won't be suffering and difficulty. But that's going to be the best life, is to follow him and stay close to him. Don't drift far off. Stay close to him. You ever try to follow someone? Maybe you're caravanning, and the person in the front is just faster than you, or maybe they're just better at weaving in and out of traffic. I'm not condoning all that, but you know, it's hard to follow them when you get far off, and like, especially if you get stuck at a light. Thankful when you're caravanning and somebody, you know, they'll pull off until you catch up. That's good caravanning, you know. But you know, we don't get far off, because when you get too far off, then it's kind of hard. Like, now, where do I go? And but we can get back to him. We can get back to him. Confess the sin. If you get to where, like, I don't know, I'm just so far from him, just go back to him and confess your sin. He'll show you where to go. And so, don't compare yourself to others. Just look at the Lord. Follow him. Be thankful for what he's given to you, and it's going to be the best life. And so that was another lesson for Peter, though. You know, follow me. So there's many times, there might be others, but I just see throughout the life of Peter, well, not even the whole life of Peter, just the time where he spent with Jesus, the times where the Lord told him, you know, that three and a half years, follow me, and he said it so many times. You know, and don't think that I'm bashing Peter, because I'm not. And when it's all said and done, you know, Peter got it, and we can read about that. We can read, you study the life of Peter, and there's good examples, there's bad examples, things to learn from. But don't forget the good. He was used greatly of the Lord. You can read his sermon in Acts and how powerfully he stood up and spoke. And we can read his epistles. You know, he wrote two epistles. And Peter followed Jesus until the end of his life. And yes, he made mistakes, but he got back up, confessed that, and got right, and followed him, even into a similar kind of death. And that was the Lord's will. And you know, Peter, and so Peter, though, I want to read two of the things, and they're in my notes, but it's going to be in 2 Peter, which obviously there's only 1 or 2 with what he wrote, but Peter later warned about following false teachers, especially in 2 Peter 2:1-2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. So he's saying there's going to be false teachers, and there's going to be a lot of people that follow him. And Peter knew something about big, you know, multitudes following. Of course, they were following Jesus for a minute there, but he's saying there's going to be false teachers. The first chapter, 2 Peter, he was telling them, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Yeah, you ever get accused of that? Oh, fairy tale. No, we don't follow something fake. We follow the Lord. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we're eyewitnesses of his majesty, saying, we saw him. We followed him. And I haven't seen him. And anyone that says that they saw him, they didn't. But we see him intervening in our lives. We see him throughout the scriptures. If you want to know more ways to see him, go up to Traverse City in October. That's their theme every year. We see Jesus. You'll find some ways. And you see him on every page of scripture and throughout the scriptures. And I just want to encourage you, follow him. Follow him. Know what that means. It's not just a pretty hymn that we sing. There's difficulty. It's not easy. But it's the best. So follow him. Don't turn back. The best part about following Jesus is he knows what's best. He knows where he's going. He gives, you can read in Psalm 23 and how, you know, this, how he's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads you into restoration. He leads you into rest. He leads you beside the still waters, as it says. He protects you. The safest place that you can be is close to Jesus. That doesn't mean everything will go great for you. That just means it's the safest and best place that you can be, and you won't regret it. He'll protect you. His rod and his staff, they'll comfort you. They'll chasten you if they need to. You know, he'll protect you. He knows. Yeah, it's he gives direction. He shows us where to go. He can clear a path. He clears a path for us, and we can read verses about how he goes before. And I had an uncle. He passed away like a while in 2012, or I can't remember now. My Uncle Bill. I love my Uncle Bill. I miss him dearly. He took my brother and I. If you wonder why I'm too much of a Michigan fan, that's my Uncle Bill. All right? Because you get to be like the people you spend time with. But he would take my brother and I to games. I've said this before. And he was a big guy. He was tall. A lot taller than me. I was a kid. But, I mean, he'd be taller than me if he was still alive. And just a big guy. And we would go into Michigan Stadium or Yost or wherever we were. And he would just go. And I would just get behind him. And he would just clear the path. And I didn't even know where the seats were anyways. I know he was going to look for some more, and we were going to move down until they kicked us out. He loved to do that. But I'd just follow my uncle, and he would clear that path for my brother and I. You know, the Lord, just get behind him. Get close to him. And he's going to lead you exactly where you need to go. He's going to give you that direction. It's going to be the best place for you. You might say, I don't know where I'm going. Just follow him. You won't regret it when you get there. And just follow him. And as I think every message could go into Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 and just trusting him and acknowledging him, and he's going to direct your paths. And he's going to tell you where to go, and it's going to be the best. It's going to be the best thing for us. And, you know, when Peter was first called to follow, and multiple times throughout the Lord's earthly ministry, even after the crucifixion, he was called, follow me, follow me, follow me. You made a mistake? Follow me. I'm teaching you this? Follow me. And so many times, and it's the same thing for us in our own lives. And let's be determined to follow him. And I will say this, though, you can't follow someone that you don't know. So I can't, if I don't, that doesn't even make sense, right? How can I follow someone I don't know who they, I don't know who they are? And so I do, you know, you're going to hear the gospel here, and the Lord Jesus Christ came. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. And he did die on the cross, but 3 days later he rose again to pay the penalty for the sins of anyone that will ever put their faith and trust in him. And by God's and the authority of his word, he says that he'll save you if you trust completely in him and his sacrifice on the cross, repent of your sins, trust him as your Savior. You can take his word for it. It's not me. It's just trust him. That's what that faith is, and then you can follow him. And then it's the best life that you can ever live. And you'll follow him best, as my pastor said, with a fixed heart. But follow him.